Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding the final two words on Lamed Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara begins Toshima. We're in the middle of an exciting sugya about Tzar Bali Chaim, whether the din of Tzar Bali Chaim is Min HaTorah or Midrabanan. We've already concluded from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds that the din of Tzar Bali Chaim is not Min HaTorah. How do I know? Because Rabbi Yossi HaGlili said in the Mishnah that if the animal was on overload, it wasn't just the normal load that you'd expect to find on an animal, it was Yeser Almasoi Ein Zokakloi, then you do not have to help out the owner in unloading the masa from the animal. Where does Rabbi Yossi HaGlili take this from? From the Lashon HaPasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Kisira Chamor Seinacha Roiveitz Tachas Masoi. Why does it say tachas masa oi? It should simply say roivitz tachas hamasa. But the fact that it says masa oi, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili darshins, you only mechuyev to help out someone in being poreik the load if it's on normal load, but not if it's on overload. Well, I don't understand. If it's overloaded, koshken, it's certainly even more tzar bali chayim. Is the Chassim and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds that there is no din of Tzar Bali Chaim min HaTorah. That's what we concluded yesterday, but we were still asking, but what do the Rabbanan hold? Do they hold Tzar Bali Chaim, yes or no? And the Gemara brought a number of rayas back and forth, and now we bring the final raya from another brisa. It's Toshima, Roiveitz V'loi Ravtzon. What the Gemara is doing is, it's analyzing virtually every word in the Pasuk, Kisira Chamor Sinacha, Roiveitz tachas maso oi. Says he more roiveitz v'loi rav tzon. Roiveitz means, like the top Rashi says, mikrahu loi. This is an accidental occurrence that can happen every once in a while. Sheroiveitz tachas maso oi bepam azois. Pinked today, the animal is very weary, it's tired, there's a lot of load on it, and it's really suffering. V'loi rav tzon, says Rashi, harogil bekach. If you have a lazy behema that every single day is a roivitz tachas masoi, then there is no chiv. It's only if it's a special occurrence, a mikrohu, then there's a din, but not a rav tzon. And similarly says the Gemara, roivitz v'loi oimei tachas masoi. What happens if it's not lying down, crouching in weakness under its masa, but it's standing under its masa? Then there's no din that you have to do and unload the masa from the animal. Also, if the animal happens to be already unloaded, so now it's free from any masa, there is no din that you have to apply yourself to this animal. And of course, what would you apply to this animal to help out to be towing, to go and put up a new load on the animal to go forward? So from the Bryce's mashma, there is no din of te'ina. And Rashi already says, the Gemara is going to say, what about that second pasuk that there is a chiyuv of helping out the inah? It says, hakim tokim imay. Mentioned the Gemara will address that in another couple of lines. Then finally it says, I said, v'lei mefurak tach masoi. Tach masoi v'lei mefurak, period. Tachas masoi, masi shiyocha lamid boy. That's the same drash of Yossi HaGlili, that the only time that you have to help out, if it's a normal masa. If it's a masa which is any ochalamid boy, because it's an enormous load which is on overload, then the Torah is not machayev you in the din of preka.
But doesn't that show that a normal load is chayev midaraisa according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili? Why are we saying?
For sure, I mean that's the pasuk.
You know what I'm saying? But we seem to basically say tsar b'chayev is midrabanan. So there's no tsar unless it's an extraordinary load.
So what did the Gemara say yesterday? The Gemara said that there are two possible reasons why the Torah gave us this mitzvah of prika, of taking the load off the animal. What you have just unloaded with us, and that is the din of the Tzar Bala Chaim. But the Gemara says there's another reason, because of chisor and kis, which means that the Torah has no particular rachmonis legabe the Bala Chaim, legabe the animals, but the Torah has rachmonis on the owner of the animal, that if this animal expires prematurely, he's going to incur a major loss. A loss of $500, $1,000, whatever, a chamor, or shor, or se, or whatever, under those circumstances. So, we have to go and bring a raya from the Torah. Is it din of Tzar Bali Chaim, midiraisa, or not? So this Braisa, as the Gemara will say shortly, is like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that when it said in the Pasuk Tachas Masa Oi, there's only a mitzvah to remove it. It's Masa Shiochel Amid Boi. However, it's a Masa that the animal cannot live under because the Balabas has done overload. Then there's no mitzvah to go and remove the load. So Gemara V'Amrit Tzar Balachayim Diarais. We can tell me Tzar Balachayim is Men HaToyra. Mali Roivet Mali Ravtun Mali Oimeid. If you're going to tell me there's a din of Tzara Balach in the Raisa, who cares whether this is just a once-in-a-while occurrence, a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence, or whether the animal every single day is a Rav Tzon, he's Roivit Tzach Masasai, or if he's standing. Bottom line is, Bahaima, are you having Tzar? And he nods, yeah, I'm really in pain, I'm suffering. No, Tzara Balachayim, take off the load, what difference does it make? And for the more man, Rabbi Yosef Glili, like we said before, the Yom Tzar Bal Chaim is the Rabbana, not Minat Torah. And therefore he darshens the Pasuk, like we just darshened it, only if it's an occasional Roivitz, not a recurring daily type of Ravtzan. And Dafkan, when it's Roivitz, not Oimit. But Einach Hanami, the Chacham might very well disagree with everything that we have said. So, bottom line is, we have not been poishit alibid the Rabbanan from this price. So, to Mahachanam Mistavra, and I'll bring you a convincing raya that this price is Takar B'yosi Aglili. Tiktoni, because right after that it said, like we already read, Tachas Masoi Masoi Shiyoch Lamed Boy. Man Shamas Lady Isli Hai Svara, who's the one that said that Svara back in the Mishnah of yesterday? That was Rabbi Yosi Aglili, right? If you look back at the Mishnah of yesterday, on the Amid Beis, who is there? Rabbi Yosi Aglili. You see, Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. The last three lines in the Mishnah. The Mishnah finds itself in the middle of the Amid. Last three lines. Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Oymerim Hoya Olav Yeser Al Masoi Ein Zokaglai. If it's on overload, no mitzvah to help out the Balabas. Is Zuntait. Take off the load. Shenever Tachas Masoi Masoi Shiochel Lamed Boy. Oh, so this is the very drasha that the Brice is quoting. So we see clearly, it's Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Shema Mino, and therefore, no raya as to what the Rabbana would hold from this price. Afraid tomorrow, me matzis mukas look at Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Voktoni Seifa. Don't you remember we left out one piece, Tachas Masoi Vului Mefurak, that you only have a mitzvah to remove a masoi, but if the animal is already free of any load, it's already Mefurak, in other words, the owner or other people assisted and there's no longer any freight, any loads, any burdens on this animal, then you're off the hook, you don't have to do anything. So freight the my lemafurik, what does that mean? Ilay lemafurik kalal, there's no mitzvah of te'ina, of helping out the balabas, put back or put loads and burdens and freight on back of this animal. Haksiv shteitachem pasik hakim takim imoy. The Gemara doesn't quote the whole pasuk, but we already had it yesterday. If you look at ois number 2 in the Torah Or HaShalem, lo yisira es chamor ochicha oi shoiroi noiflim baderech, and you remember we learned yesterday, noiflim baderech means that the animal is lying on the ground, and all of the chafetzim are lying on the ground, they're all noiflim baderech, and the owner is beside himself, he wants to go and put the freight on the back of the animal, but he can't do it by himself, he needs assistance. Says the Torah, don't be misalamihem, hakim tokimima, you gotta help him out, put the peklach back on the back of the animal. Oh, no, bazoi, so there's a preparation posik of a din of te'ina. Can the braisa then literally mean that there's no din to help out by an animal which is mafurak, that it is unloaded, there's no mitzvah to help out in loading? That's a posik. El pshita, muznachzong, the pshat of the braisa is, not that there's no mitzvah, he just means loy mafurik bachinam. You don't have to go and help out to be towed for free, elibischar. After all, there's a major difference between an animal which is under a burden and an animal where there is no burden whatsoever and you want to put a load on its back. When you're talking about the animal that already is loaded, then you have to help out, either because it's tzar bal chaim or because of the mitzvah of chisor and kis, or because of both. However, if the animal has nothing on its back, then why do I have to help pick up this heavy suitcase and put it on the back of the animal? Let him go and hire workers. Let him go and have his children help him. Let him have his friends help him. What's that? Why do I have to do it? So therefore, you can go and charge money. So that's what the Bryce means to say. Bryce means to say, don't expect someone to help you out for free. He can charge you a fee for his time and his labor and his effort.
What type of mitzvah is this then? If you're charging a fee, then you're a poel. What's, you're getting a mitzvah for being
the
a...
The mitzvah is, yes, that's right. You're not allowed to ignore, but you have to go.
The Baal Behemoth has to pay. But
exactly. You can go and say,
so it's a mitzvah to do this work. It's a mitzvah to be a Traeger, basically, when somebody hires you.
It's a mitzvah, not when somebody hires you. When somebody is forlorn and is despondent,
desperate,
he needs somebody to help him out, and there are no other people that are currently available, and I'm walking by, and he says, can you do me a favor? I'll say, I'll do you a favor, but I have to tell you, I have a bad back, and I have to go to my job anyway, and I'm late to Kail, and I'm late to work, and this and that. If you're willing to go and pay me, I'll be happy to do you. So that tells our Tanakhama in our Mishnah that there is a chiv to help out min HaTorah mitzvah, but you're entitled to go and get paid. A normal wage. You can't go and ask for an exorbitant sum. You can't, you know, go and...
hold him up.
Yeah, you can't to hold him, but there's another word for blackmailing him. You have to go and give him a normal wage. That was machloikis, right? One man, the Yom of the Mishnah said that you totally agree. Back in our Mishnah we had yesterday, mitzvah min HaTorah lifroik avaloi litoi. Reb Shimon Oimer af litoy, and you remember the Gemara asked already yesterday. There's no mitzvah litoy. It's a chaposik in the Torah, which takes the chaposik hakim talking mimai. So therefore, said the Gemara that avali litoy loy litoy bechinam. You're allowed to go and charge a wage. Reb Shimon said no, af litoy. You have to do it bechinam. So we had a machlekes. So therefore, when our Bryce here at the top says that there is no inyan to help him out when the animal is mefurak, you don't have to help out litoy. He means you don't have to do it for free. But Avada, if he's willing to pay you a normal wage, you have a mitzvah and a chiyuv to help out your fellow Jew. So do you want a man, Shama state, Isle Hai Svara? Who's the one that holds that Svara of Loi Bechinim Elabeschar? That's Rabbana. So you're telling me that the price is like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. I'm showing you that the price is the Rabbana. And if the price is Rabbana, Vaita have a Rai, the Tzarba Lechayim is the Raisom. Okay, we have a Rai that Tzar Baal Chaim is not the Araisa, because it says in the Braisa, Roi Vitzvoloi Ravtson, Roi Vitzvoloi Oimed. If you hold Tzar Baal Chaim, the Araisa was an Afkimina, Roi Vitz Ravtson Oimed. They're all the same. The animal is suffering. Help him out. After the Mala Olam Rioi Seg Lili, Bem is the Braisa, like Rioi Seg Lili, like we said before, because of the Drasha of Masoi, Masoi Sheyocho Lamed Bai. Well, the Te'ina Sevala Kerban, but Hilchis Te'ina. If somebody was to ask Rabbi Yosi Aglili, what do you hold? Am I allowed to go and charge for my services in helping to be towing or not? We had a machloikis and a mishmit in Tanakama and Reb Shimon. And this Allah, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, holds like the Rabbanan that you are not mechuyev litoin bechinam. You can be towing, you can be schar, you can go and say, I'm happy to go and give this back to help you out, but you have to pay me a wage. Tana Rabbanan, we have a new brisa now. Shteitin Posiki Sira. Now this pasuk we already quoted a number of times the last few days. Kisira chamor senacha roivet sachet soy uzav tazav imay. That's the din of prika to help out someone when the animal has too heavy a burden. You have to take it off, help him out. Yochel afilu meirachik. The question is, how far away are we talking? Now, what does the Gemara mean? How far away? What happens if I love to play with my telescope or my binoculars? And I see that 3 miles away, someone unfortunately has this problem that the animal is on overload and feels miserable. Do I have to immediately rush with a taxi or with a supersonic jet 3 miles away to go help him out? So I would think, that's why it says in the Pasuk, Ki Sivka. Now this Pasuk, interestingly enough, has nothing to do with Prika Uteina per se. However, it is the Pasuk that immediately precedes this posik of Prika, and therefore the Gemara considers it to be like a hekish by the smuchim, the two psukim together. Which posik is this? It's number 3 in the Torah or Hashalem. Ki sivka shor oyivcha oy chamoyroi toye hoshev tishivenu loy. A mitzvah shavas aveda. Aha. However, if you think about it, the inyan of Prika is also in a sense like Hashava Saveda. Because if you don't help out this person in removing the load from his chamar, guess what happens? This animal will be a goner. See, now you're Hashav Teshivim Loi, you are returning it to him. How? By helping him out and doing the prika. So similarly, the Pasuk says, Ki sivka shara yivcha chamoyre toya, it is going astray somewhere on the road or in the forest or whatever. Hashav Teshivim Loi, it's a mitzvah of Hashavah Sedeh. So therefore, although literally the pasuk is not talking about Parika, but it's sufficiently similar that the Gemara goes and learns a limud from it. And that is, Zok Timar, if we just case Kisira, I would think of Philomerach, far away. Tamalemi Kisivka. Sivka means that you actually meet it, so to speak, that you're face to face. Iki Sivka Yochel Pagia Mamishtaka face to face. And therefore, the only time there's a mitzvah of Parika, if you're within the Mushal Dalaramis of the animal. But anything beyond that, Efshadish. Tamaloyme Kisira. No, even if you just see it from afar. Says the Gemara, we're going to combine the two. The Torah doesn't give us a clue. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to the Chachamim, like you have by Chol HaMoed, Nosna HaKosav LeChachamim, to go and decide what's Yo and what's Nish. Shir Chachamim, Echon Mishev Umechza Bemil. That the Shir is 1/7.5 from a mil. 1/7.5 of a mil. How much is that? Vizehu Ris. How much is that in popular terminology and what we're familiar with? A mil, as you know, is 2,000 amas. Is a big machloikis among the contemporary and the late poskim. What exactly is the size of an amma? Everybody knows that the Chzainish held that it was 2 feet, while many others hold that it's only 1.5 feet. Okay, and that's why you can get the talisim or to taliskudin for 18 inches, 20 inches, 24 inches. Kayadua. Okay, let's go and take the smaller shear, because that's easier in terms of the arithmetic for our purposes. So if you're talking about 2,000 ammas, and each amma is 1.5 feet, 2,000 times 1.5 gets you to? 3,000 feet. Exactly. If you now divide 3,000 by 7.5, you'll get to 400 feet, right? Because 7 times 400 is roughly 2,800. And then a half of 400 is 200. 2,800, 200 is 3,000. Ah! The arithmetic works out perfectly. So it's 400 feet. How much is 400 feet? Twice.
From
91st
to 89th. Yeah, 91st to 89th. Each was around 200 feet.
Exactly. Yeah, a block and a half, whatever. You get the idea. It's not, when you go here to the corner of 91st, it doesn't have to be that you see the chamor right in front of you. Even if it's a block away, block and a half away, yeah, to whatever, 400 feet. Aha. So that's also called a ris in Chazal. So that's the shear of the pegia, sheyesh by ri'ah, sheyesh by pegia. Now the braisa finally, the gemara finally ends with another halacha. Tana, we learned the braisa. Umedade imoy ad pars. Medade literally means to go and hop and skip. It means to accompany the balabos and the chamor up to a pars. A pars is 4 mil. Why are you being medade imoy? So if you look at the Rashi at the top of the Amid, on the third line, medade imoy, the acha shehit inoy shemayachser v'yipoil. What happens if you have helped out the balabus to go and be toye? Then what's the din? What happens if a block away, 3 blocks away, guess what happens?
It all tumbles down.
Oydecha, it's going to happen again. What's going to happen again? Like we had in the Gemara before. Nebuch, the animal collapsed, it's on the floor. All the freight and all the peklech are on the floor. And the balabos says, I got to get to the shuk, otherwise I won't be able to sell any of this merchandise. Help me, somebody! So the person who already helped him out 400 feet ago, or whatever, is now gone home. So we tell him, no, there's a mitzvah to go and accompany him ad parsim, to make sure that everything goes straight and that there are no further developments.
Ad parsim until the...
4 mil.
Gotcha.
Okay, how much is a mil? 2,000 amas. It's 8,000 amas. It's 8,000 amas. It's approximately, let's say, 12,000 feet or so.
That's 2 miles and change.
Yeah, 2 miles and change. Good. If you hold that it's 3, then it's 3 miles and change.
Is Mechuyif to go in and help him until Parsav?
Yes, exactly. But that, this could be... I mean, everybody's getting nervous.
Yeah.
But obviously, this could be time-consuming, and the person gets paid, and what's going on? He's going to lose his job. But he can also demand and say, I'm happy to go and accompany you. Hagemara tells us, it's a chiyav mitamitzvah, avad, abhalamasa, kesa minula, and I have to be able to support my family and put bread on the table. So he's allowed to go and charge him for that. Zaytzechos, based on that, that's why Rashi says that we're talking about la'achar shetina. Because remember, we said in our Mishnah, kuli alma moida for prika, you have to do bechina. It's by Te'inam, we had the machloek between the Tanakam and the Shimon, whether it's Bechinam or Afilu Bischar, and since we're taking Schar, Zaytzech also talking about Te'inam. However, bear in mind that then this Brisa that the Gemara brings is really unrelated to the previous Brisa. Because the previous brisa that we started off, Tana Rabbanan Kisira, and it's got to be a pegiyo, a re'iyah sheyesh po pegiyo, mit the 400 feet, mit the gamza ris. What was that talking about? That pasuk was talking about Kisira, chamor sanachar, roivetz tachas maso'oi. That was talking about a prika case. And now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Tana umedad the imay ad parsa, Rashi says it's talking about a te'ila case. Lule Rashi, one could have learned l'chayra, that the Bryce is telling us that after you did the prika, and now you want to make sure that the animal continues to be okay and not collapse once again, and that we're talking about prika. Rashi apparently learned that this Bryce is breaking with the previous Bryce. We're talking about Te'ina. He was Tayin, and now you have to be Medad Imai. Why did Rashi learn Te'ina? Because the Bryce, Omer Rav Bachonis, is like Schar. And you don't take Schar for break only for Te'ina. Zoy Zetzos, that's what Rashi is learning. However, if you look at the second Toysis from the top, Toysis respectfully disagrees with Heidegger Rashi. If you look at the second Toysis, Venoitel Schar, the Mesh Medad, Ubeprika Mairi. Shiyore pen yirbat. It was a prika previously. In other words, he helped the balabus to remove some of the pekulach. Now the animal is able to get up on its feet and start walking again. But guess what? What happens if in another 3 blocks the animal is going to collapse again? So vosin dozai. So we're talking about prika that he's. I'm sorry?
And you have an ill animal now.
Okay. So
it's not a prika issue.
So now we have to call the veterinarian. Right? Anyway. Babrika Mayri Shiyori Pen Yirvatz, the Ibet Te'ina, Pshita. What is Rabba Bar Chona telling us for Noitel Schar? Pshita Doha Te'ina Gufa Mischar, the Kolkin Masha Medada. Madach, the actual mitzvah Hokim Tokim Ima that it says in the Torah, where it doesn't mention a word about, doesn't mention a penny about helping out Bischar, but nevertheless, that's how the Chachamim learned the Pasuk. Is the Chavad and Avada Medadi, where you're entitled to get Schar, because that you're not doing the Te'ina itself. And therefore, it says, Toises, that's why it's more likely, I would say more likely, that's why it's an easier pshat that we're talking following up on the previous brisa. That we're talking about Perika, and what Rabbi Bruchon is being machadish is that not only can you go and take schar in cases of Te'ina, Alibid Rabbanon, but even for Perika, not on the Perika itself, but the Medad the Ima, the accompaniment and the escorting of this individual to make sure that we don't have future issues of Perika, you're allowed to go take schar for that, but again, parsa. And now we start a new Mishnah, final Mishnah in our beautiful Perik of Eilam Metzias. Zog the Mishnah, Avidosav Avidis Ra'oviv. Very, very famous Mishnah, famous concepts. What happens if you have Chas Shalom, your own Aveda, you lost something, the Avidis Oviv, and your father lost something? Which one should you go to rush to help out first? To go and pick up your Aveda or your father's Aveda. So the Mishnah unexpectedly tells us, Avedosoi koidames. You can take your Aveda first and then pick up your father's Aveda. What's the reason for that? We'll see in the Gemara shortly, because of the Pasuk, Ephes kiloi yebecha evyon, shelecha koidem l'shel kol adam. Yetchim, we'll see that in the Gemara. Don't be too upset yet. That is the first halacha. What happens if Avedos of Avedis Rabbi? He lost an Aveda, and his Rebbe lost an Aveda. Shalot Koidim. Again, that's the same halacha, because Shalcha Koidim L'Shal Kolot. Now, what happens if Avedis of Avedis Rabbi? Both his father lost an Aveda, and his Rebbe lost an Aveda. Shal Rabbi Koidemis. Really? Why? Shal Avedilo Oilam Azeh. We thank his father for bringing him to this world. Everybody is very much indebted to his father, bring him to Oilam Azeh. But for Rabbi Shalot Dechachma, Mevila Chayil Oilam Abah, by teaching him Torah Akdoisha, he's going to propel him and upgrade him so he'll, after La'achamei V'esem, go to Olam Haba. So this is a greater madrega. Now, in terms of which type of rabbi are we talking about, every child that goes through 12 years of first Yeshiva Tano or Cheder and then the Sift and all the rest, he probably had 12 rabbeim. Are we talking about each and every one? The Gemara will address that shortly, Rabbi Sai. And now the mission says, Yim Oviv Chacham, what happens if the Oviv is also a Talmud Chacham, Shal Oviv Kedemus, and his father goes before. Now the question is, what level of Chachma? So some Rishonim learn, as long as he's a Shtikle Talmud Chacham, we add that to the fact that he's Oviv, and that already supersedes the Rabbi. Rabbi is only a small degree above Aviv. Once the Aviv himself is all Shtikl Chamachama, that already upgrades him, so now he's greater than the Rabbi, then Aviv Kedams. However, you'll notice there's a Beis there, and that Beis brings us to the Hagoyis Hagro. The Goyis Hagro brings from here on the right hand side, Beis of Mishnah, he brings, gives us Harif, Vishar, Poskim, or Shabbaforshim, Shabbarushim, Kan, Shokul, Keneged Rabbi. It's not enough that he's a Shtikl Chacham, but he's got to be on the same Madrega as Rabbi, even though he wasn't his rabbi in terms of imparting to him huge amounts of chokhmah that his rabbi did. But once he's on the same level, so then he is taka upgraded and he goes before the rabbi. But if he's a tamad chokhmah and not the same madreig as rabbi, then he's out. Anyway, so now of rabbi. From here to the end of the Mishnah, we're going to bring two more cases, which are really parallel cases. So of the rabbi noisim masui. Now, both of them have this problem of masui on the back of their animals. Who should you help out the prika with first? Help out first the rabbi, and then the other. What happens in Nebuch? Both of them were taken into captivity, kidnapped. First the rabbi, and the few. But once again, rabbi. Then if he's a chacham, then he's already the same madrig in terms of chachma. He goes first. The Mishnah didn't say this legabe to Parika, but presumably the Mishnah is going to rely on having repeated already, having said it twice. Don't have to repeat it three times. In each case, as long as the Ovav is a chacham, then he goes first. He preempts the rabbi.
Mishnah's first case.
Yeah.
Then his Aveda is before the father's Aveda. Mm-hmm. Mishnah says, Oved Mevioi Mazeh.
Right.
So that's also something.
About
so
it.
So why is that not enough?
Right. Avidosai.
So
Timur Menanim Hili, where do we take this from? That Avidosai Koidim. Omer Yiramarav. Omer Krochet and Pasik Ephes. Kilo Yebecha Evyoin. So without the word Evyon, without the word Ephes, we could learn the Pasuk Le'ebuch Evyon, that this is a Havtocha, this is a Brach, V'Kodesh Baruch Hu, that if you go and do all the mitzvahs, then there won't be any Evyon, there won't be any Aniyim among Chai Yisrael. But you learn from the word Ephes, that you have to go and make efforts in that direction. Rashi read yesterday, the day before, said the word Ephes comes to be Ophes Kosef, that you have to go and do your part, so that it should not be an Evyon. So what is your part? The Shulchan Kodesh Mishul Kaladim. That your Aveda goes before everybody else, because that's what the Torah says. We want to make sure that you are strong in terms of your monetary situation. Therefore, you go first. However, from Avira Merav, he tells us, if you will, a Dvar Musha. Whoever fulfills this halacha to the nth degree and is not willing to go be Machabed Oviv or Rabbi, but Shaloi Koidim, so Boli Dekach, unfortunately, Chas V'Sholem, he is eventually going to become Taka and Evyon. So what does all of this mean? So let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi is right after the Mishnah, you see in the fourth line from the top. Minuani Mili de Shaloi Koidim, how do I know? Liyim Cha Evyon, he's Zor Menanias, be careful. But now, said Rav, Kolomakayim Ba'atz Mekach, Avo Pishlo Hitilo Olav HaKosev, even though the traitor was not Mechayiv you to go and return Avedas Oviv, or Avedis Rabbi first. Yeshli Adam Li Kanes Lif Nimishur Sadin. Voloy Ledaktik Shaloi Koidim or Shali Koidim. He shouldn't go and insist on his right. Well, the traitor says Shali Koidim, I'm going first. Loy Hefsin Mechiach. If you're talking about that he lost Echvayis $1 million, that's one thing. But if he just lost a regular, normal object in the street, then you should go and help out and find the Aveda first of the father, of the rabbi, and then only his. If he is going to always be medaktik, the din, as opposed to lefnim ishur esadin, poidik me olav oil gemilas chasodim utstaka v'soif shi'itztarach lepriyais. If he is not going to go the extra mile lefnim ishur esadin to help out his father or his rabbi before his own interests, guess what happens? Chas v'sholem rachmon etzlan. It's a galgal hachoyzer bo'olam. He may eventually become an evyon. So, yes, the Ikar Adin is like it says in the Mishnah. However, the Lefnim Mishur Adin, you should follow Rav Yehuda Amara. So, the Rabbi that we're talking about is not just any Rabbi, but it's Rabbi Shalom Dei Chochma, Rabbi Shalom Dei Mikra, Mishnah Tivirameh. What do we mean by the word Chochma, says Rashi? We really mean Gemara. Why is Gemara called Chochma? So if you look at the next Rashi, right after we finish, before Shalom Day Chochma, Svoras Ta'amei HaMishnah, that the Rebbe who teaches him the Svoras behind each one of the Tanoim who feature in the Mishnah, Ulahovin, so that you should understand, because otherwise sometimes Mishnayos and Mishnayos and Brises are sometimes being soiser, they're contradicting each other. V'tami isvehetu, you also have to explain the reasons why something is also something is mutter. V'achiv abtur. V'hu nikr gemara, that's what we popularly call gemara, and that's what the Mishnah uses the term chachma. Remember in the times of the Mishnah, they didn't have gemara yet. That's why when the Mishnah says v'rabbi shalom de chachma, he can't say v'rabbi shalom de gemara. Where's the gemara? We only have Mishnayos. Right? This is the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he was mesab in the Mishnah. So therefore, getting back to this Braisa, the Braisa again is pre-Gemara times, Rabbi Sha'omru, Rabbi Shalom Tichach, who taught in Gemara, to be able to understand the Stiras HaMishnayis and the Tamei HaMishnayis, that's the Rabbi that we're talking about, but the Rabbi Shalom the Mikra, not the one that taught him Tanakh, but the Mishnah, or the one that taught him the Mishnayis. Of course, you need to know the Mishnayis, it goes without saying. However, once you still know the Mishnayis, you could still be a Groba Am Oretz, because you're going to pass him from a Mishnah without realizing that there's a Mishnah later on, which is the real Psak, and there's a Machloikis between Rameh, Mitzvah Yehuda, Mitzvah Shimon, Mitzvah Yosi, blah, blah, blah. So you need the Gemara to teach you Halacha L'maisa, and that you should know what you're supposed to do. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll tell you what it means in the Mishnah. We're talking about Rabbi. We're talking about the roiv of his chachma. Rashi says, lav dafke gemara, if his roiv chachma is a mikra, mishnah, gemara, whatever his main field, if you will, is, if he's told him roiv chachma of Tanakh, he is his Tanakh Rebbe that he looks up to. Oh, he was the one that really, I learned chumash by tons of Rebbe, but this one taught me Yeshua, Mitchoftim, and Daniel, and Treyasar, and I'm really indebted to him, etc. And Shmuel, yes, I didn't go in order, but just you get an idea. And Malachim, and Shmuel Aleph, and Shmuel Beis, and Malachim Aleph, Malachim Beis, yeah. Rav Chach Masimah. Rabbi Yossi Oymer, Afil Loi Heir, Einov, El Bamishna Achas, Zehu Abba. This is, of course, a Gevalig Yechidish, to go and say that you have to be Mechabit somebody, even if he teaches just one mitnus for Shteich. But he's telling us, even the Gabi Avedis, Ova Avedis, Rabbi, Rabbi Mevila, Oilam Abba, even if just Meir, Einov, Bamishna Achas. Omer Rav, so Rav gives us now an example. Kigoin Rav Schura, the Azbran Azoya Malistron. What's a Zoya Malistron? So Rashi tells us that in Masechtas Kalim, it talks about a Zoya Malistron. And nowadays, if you buy the beautiful Schattenstein art scroll Mishnayas, you see pictures on virtually every Mishnah. It's really gvalik. However, in the good old days, I have a Befeidu Sharaya from our Gemara that they didn't have the Schattenstein Mishnayas then. So what did they do? So Rav Schura told us, I'll tell you the Zoya Malistron is. That's a large ladle that is used to remove the schmutz from the top of a soup which is cooking. Most of us are probably not in the kitchen that often. However, if you're in the kitchen, you notice the chicken soup is cooking, covered Shabbos, very often on the top you'll see some shum, yeah, exactly, some foam, some zoima, some schmutz, and the zoima listrein was such a ladle that was used to remove that. Oh, this Rav Schur Mi'atnihut, who explained that to us, he, according to Rabbi Yossi, would be the rabbi who taught us the pshat, who is Meir Einai, the Mishnah Achas. And in fact, the Gemara tells us a similar story. Shmuel Karam Manei Aleihu Merabanan, the Azbarei. Shmuel, when he heard about one of the Talmid Chacham who taught him the following pshat, he heard that this Talmid Chacham passed away. Shmuel Karam Manei Nebuch, he was Korea Begodov, he writes Korea. What did that Tana, what did that Humer Rabban explain? Explain the Mishnah Masechtas Talmid. Saksas Tomid is a Mishnah that says, Echad Yerla, Amasashachi, the Echad Poiseach Kiva. What does that mean? It means that in the morning when they opened up the doors to the Ulam and to the Heichol, prior to doing the Truma Sedeshin, which we just read about in last week's Parsha, so somebody was in charge of opening up the doors. Now Rashi explains, they didn't open up the major Sheorim of the Ulam or the Heichol, rather they opened up side doors, which the Mishnah refers to as Pishpishim. And some of these Pishpishim, the manul, the lock, was in the front, like you would expect to find it by a regular door that you go and put the key in. However, there was one particular door, the only way that you can open it is, there was a long, long cubby hole in the thick, thick door. The door itself was about a foot or two thick, And to reach the model, to reach the lock, you had to go and put your arm in all the way deep, 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 until you could go and reach the lock inside. And that's the lotion of Echad Yuri L'Amas Hashechi, to go and get to the lock and put the key in. To be able to turn the lock, you had to go and put your arm all the way in, because it was a very, very thick wall, until it went to Amas Hashechi, until it got to your armpit. But after he went through that first doorway and opened it up, the next doorway, the Echad Paiseach Kivan. Kivan, says Rashi, means maher. He's able to open it up quickly, because you didn't have to stretch and extend your arm. All you had to do is just turn the key, because the lock was straight in front of you. So, nobody knew the pshat in that Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, Ahu Merabban explained it, and then when he passed away, Shmuel was Karamani, he writes Kriyan. Omer Ula, Tamid Yecham Shem Bava, Oim Nuzem Epleizeh. The Tamid Yecham in Bava would stand up for one another. Now, of course, everybody had Talmud Chacham, but the Rashi says, we're talking about these were, if you will, Chavrusais, who were learning together in Bismedesh. And because they were all fellow Avreichim in the Kolel, or fellow Talmidim in the Yeshiva, so constantly they were asking one another Kashois and giving Terutzim, etc. There was a pilpul in the Bismedesh, so each one was thankful to the other one for teaching him Pshat and this Toisis and this Rabbi Kiva Eiger and this Rashi and this Rambam, etc., etc. So they would always be Oymin Zemitnezer to give covet for one another for the Tvar Torah that they taught them. The Karin Zelzen, Chassid Shomer, somebody passed away, the old rice Kriya. Ulinin Aveda, the Mokum Oviv Einan Choizrin, El Rabbi Muvak. When it comes to the Inyan of Aveda, according to this Man Diyama, remember we had already three Man Diyamas, what's the definition of the Rabbi Shalom de Chachma? That means Gemara as opposed to Tanakh. Does it mean Roiv Chachma Sehemenu? Does it mean Afilu Loiheir Einam Mishnah Achaz? This Man Diyama holds Rabbi Muvak. He's got to be the primary rabbi that years later, this Talmud Chacham says, oh, I learned by Reb, fill in the blank, he was my Rabbi Muvik. Yeah, I had other rabbis throughout the years, sure, but he was my Rabbi Muvik, who was madrach me, and he gave me a derech halimud, and he taught me so much Gemara, etc., etc. Okay. Zokti Marietz. Kaboy Mine, this is now a very, very tragic story. Most of us, when we were kids, we learned Eilam Metzias, we never got up to Lamed Gimel. But the Gemara tells us, Kaboy Mine, Rav Chizda Mir Ravuna. Rav Chizda asked Ravuna, Talmud v'tarach le Rabbi Mai. What happens if you have a Talmud and the Rabbi needs that Talmud? Now, why does the Rabbi need that Talmud? So Rashi says on the third wide line, all the way in the bottom, Sheshoma Shmuis, Sheesh Biyodei Mipi Achim. In other words, a Rebbe has a Talmud. This Talmud had already learned in other yeshivas by other Rosh Yeshiva. And so now the Rosh Yeshiva asked his Talmud, tell me, when you were learning, did you ever learn Bava Metzia before? Sure, I learned Bava Metzia before. By whom? By Reb Meisha, by Reb Yankiv, by Reb Aaron, by Reb, whatever, fill in the blank. Okay, can you tell me, how did he learn Pshat in this Gemara? How did he learn Pshat in this place? So therefore, the rabbi didn't have access to know what those other Rosh Yeshiva taught. After all, he wasn't a Talmud of those other yeshivas. It's not like today, you have all the Svarim, and you have the emails, and you have the printing presses, and all the rest. So you didn't know what they learned in another yeshiva. If you lived in Ner Dor, you didn't know necessarily how they learned Pshat in Surah, or in Pumbedisa, or whatever. So therefore, the rabbi asked the Talmud, can you tell me what the other Rosh Yeshivas say? What's the story then? What does the Talmud do vis-a-vis if he finds Avedis Ovav, Avedis Rabbi? So Timur Mai, Rashi says, Kloimar, Koidim Le'ovav, Le'inyan Aveda. Who is now Koidim? Would you go and say that now the Halach and the Mishnah is Ben Ahapachu? Normally you have other than Rabbi, you have to give Rabbi first. But if the Rabbi has to come on to you, no, so you're undermining to a certain extent the status of your rabbi, because the rabbi needs you. And therefore, maybe Ovav comes first. My dost nishayla. So now, Rav Huna unfortunately misinterpreted what Rav Chizda was asking. And he thought as if Rav Chizda is asking in a subtle way, Rebbe, you need me. Since you need me, what would be the din if my father and if you had lost an Aveda? It's Omalei. So now Rav Huna says to him, Chizda, Chizda, lo yitzrich nalach. I don't need you. I mean, you're helpful. I mean, you're a nice guy, you're a wonderful Talmud, but I don't need you to go and tell me those other shmuz. Atzri chasli, you need me. The way you learn Parshat Pshat and Gemara at Arba'in Shanim for 40 years, ikbid the adodi, they were makbid on one another, to lay ayil legabi adodi, and they wouldn't even go into the besmedish to hear a shir from one another. And Yosef Rav Chizda arboin tanisa mishum de cholish daita drafuna. Rav Chizda fasted 40 tanisim because he caused Rav Huna this anguish. Yosef Rav Huna arboin tanisa mishum de chashli de Rav Chizda. Or Rav Huna, on the other hand, he sat 40 tanisim because he was choshed de Rav Chizda. So now the way we've learned pshat is like Rashi has learned, and that the din of the arboin shnin means that there was hakpada for 40 years. However, if you turn the page, the Amud, to the Amud Beis, do we have it over here? No, it's not on the Amud Beis. Some positions you want on the Amud Beis, here it's on the Amud Aleph. You have Rabbeinu Chananel. Now here in the Amud Aleph, I have to be able to find it. Yeah. Okay, so in my Gemara, it's four lines from the bottom of the Amud, all the way at the end of the line. Four lines at the bottom. Boy, Minera of Chizma Ravun. Everybody have that?
Mm-hmm. Not yet. Beginning of the
fourth line. Okay, so each Gemara is a bissel andish. Oh. In my Gemara at home, it's on the Amud Beis. You want to give me your Gemara, my dear Chava, brother Shai. Don't be shy, brother Shai. Here, halfway down to Bina Chanan on the Amud Beis.
Okay.
See where my thing is?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It says the middle of the line, Boy Mine. It's halfway down.
Got it?
Okay, good. So, Boy Mine Rav Chizma Rav Huna. Talmud Vetzorach Le Rabbi Mao. Kaloimar. Remember, Rashi learned that he brought Shmuis from others. Kaloimar Talmud Chorif. He's a bright, sharp Talmud. Sherabi Nena Mimenu. Umishaele Satalmud Umechkorav Moise Rav Chachma. Kiram read like everybody knows the famous Chazal. Harbi lamadati mirabo yisai. Umechavera yois mikulam. Umechalmida yois mikulam. So, a Rebbe that learns in his Talmidim even more than everybody else. So that's the type of Talmud we're talking about over there. And that's what we're talking about over here. Talmud can go in zeh, it's a rabbi. Yinia chavedis ove yachzer. I love. Now, v'choshev ravuna medatoi, kirav chizda al atzmi shol. He thought he's asking about himself. V'chihu. The inyan Talmud Shetorch LeRabbi. See, he's taka the case of Talmud Shetorch LeRabbi. The cause, he got upset. Veishiva chizda chizda leh tzurich nalach. V'leh lechidudcha v'leh lepilpulcha. He says, gavaldik your chidudim lepul, but I don't need you. Ad tzorech lekabel mimeni, and tzorech lekabel mimeni, ad v'lois lach lefonai mem shana. You have to learn on either 40 years or until you become 40 years old. Shem v'lois mem shana. Oymet haTalmid al das Rabbi kirechsiv. Although it doesn't say in the size of Gemara avoid the Zara and Daf Gimel Daf Dalit says kirechsiv va'oylech eschem arboim shana b'midbar. It would do as stop. So therefore, the way the Rabbeinu Chananel is learning pshat in our Gemara is not that there was hakpada for 40 years, but rather Rav Huna is telling off Rav Chizda and says you'll never learn my full derech halimud until you are 40 years old, or until you've been learning with me for the next 40 years. So if you go back to the Lashon HaGemara, you'll see how we have to put the punctuation a little bit differently. It's Amalei Chizda Chizda Leitzrich Nalach, Atzrich Asli Adbarim Shonin. Until 40 years old, I'm still your rabbi that you need me. Period. Ekvid Adonai V'lei Ayle Be'Gabi Adonai. Now that's the way Rabbeinu Chananel is learning. However, this other pshat that we just said now, Arboim Shonen, Ikbidi Adori, that for 40 years of a Makbid, that's the Marsha in the back of the Gemara. I don't know if the Marsha had the Rabbeinu Chananel, but Lamasa, we have a Machloikis, where the Arboim Shonen goes. Is that Rav Huna is telling him, you need me as your Rebbe for 40 years or until you become 40 years old? Or he's saying, you need me, period. And unfortunately, that Akpod on each other for the next 40 years. Okay, anyway. What's the other alternative?
You can marry Bina.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Chochman Bina.
Good. Fine. Shkoyach. Getting back to our Gemara. Sezok the Gemara. 40 Tanakhs, 40 Tanakhs. There are other Gemaras, by the way, that make allusions to our Gemara, where it says that Rav Chizda was
outside the Beis Medrash.
He learned outside the Beis Medrash. I think Dachzimir with Levi, if I'm not mistaken, and then said, Levi came up afterwards, subsequently to Eretz Yisrael, and they said about him, must be that Rav Chizda passed away, because he was learning the whole time. Why don't you go and say Rav Huna passed away, that Rav Chizda would come to Rosh Hashiva? I got some ice. Okay, back to our Gemara. Itmar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, Halach Krib Yehuda. When we talked about the other than rabbi, how do you define the definition of a rabbi? We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Kol sheroiv chachmasei hemenu. And you remember Rashi said, Bein the Gemara made me in the Mikra, Bein the Mishnah, Bein the Gemara. Good. Vach Maravuna Omer Rav Sheis Aloch Ker Biyoisi. Rav Biyoisi was the one that said, Afil Heir Einov, the Mishnah Achas. That's already enough. Notice it's Rav Sheis that's saying Aloch Ker Biyoisi, and the Mephoshim in other places, when Rav Sheis uses, he doesn't use the term. It's Rav Biyoisi that uses the term Leheir Einov, but sometimes he shtel too, that Rav Sheis was a Sagi Nohar, so it's appropriate for him to say, I like Rav Biyoisi because he was Meir Einayim. Okay, anyway, Omer Sheis Aloch Ker Rav Biyoisi. Frank Demar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi to Rabbi Yochanan Paskin that way, that Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'omer Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Gistam Mishnah, Utanah Rabbi Shalom Mei Chachma, says that Mishnah Chachma. Wouldn't you say that means any Chachma? So Demar, my Chachma, Raiv Chachma, say, the definition of Chachma in the Mishnah doesn't mean that he just taught him one Halacha, but it means like a Raiv Chachma, say, like Rabbi Yehuda said, and Mishver from the Mishnah on Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. Turn about. A person who sets himself, he allots a lot of time to learning Mikra, learning Tanakh. However, the Eina Mida, but that's really not the major focus of a person's learning. The Mishnah, that's Mida, that's already clear cut Mida, and you get Schar for it. However, Gemara is on the highest Madrega of all. And the reason for that is, the Rashi refers back to his own Rashi of before, because if you're only learning Mishnayos, you won't know how to paskin halacha l'maisa, and you also won't know how to forever a stira between one mandiyamer, another mandiyamer, one Mishnah, another Mishnah. If you look quickly at the Rashi all the way in the bottom, Kimara, the last two lines, for Perashi l'mala, Rashi says, remember what I said at the top of the Amid, Shu losei slave l'hoven stimois tami Mishnah, to understand, what's taking the pshat in Ramei? What's pshat in Rabbi? Mahin, Vazonze, Okishtaim, Soisazu, so if you have a steer between one Mishnah and the other, Yavin the Tarant, you'll be able to answer. Shushtaim Kiyomis, that both Mishnahs are fine. Or the Das of Yetanam, Hachaluki Medover, the name of Hamani Ploini Chachamu. Don't look at this Mishnah because the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, it's Rameir, but the other Mishnah is Rabbi Kim, and the other Mishnah is Azayim, and the other Mishnah is right. So therefore, Kimora Eim Lechamid the Gedoyle Misal. Vaita. Now the Brysa continues on, and on the surface, the Brysa is Soisa, because we just simply said now, that Mikra is great, Mishnah is greater, and the greatest is Gemara. And then we say, well, the Olam have a Ratz the Mishnah, Yoisim and Gemara. But you should run to Mishnayos before Gemara. I'll go for Kasha. Amris, Gemara, the Chamidik Doyle Mizu, that's the best, the greatest. But the Amris, the Olam have a Ratz the Mishnah, Yoisim and Gemara. Does that make sense? The Chastira, Betoyche de Dibur. Amr of Yoichanan. So if Yoichanan gives us a little bit of history, Bimei Rebbe Nishnas Mishnah Zu. Now, what does all of that mean? So we should look at it. There's a lovely, beautiful Rashi over here that gives us a little bit of the sign of the times, a little bit of history. So look at the top Rashi. In May Rabbi Nishan Nishan Zu, how do you tell me Gemara in the Chamidah Gedolim Lizu? Lafi, Shemishan Robu Talmidah Shama the Hill. As they got, the academies got larger, more and more Talmidim. Show you the fun of Shloisha Doirois. Robu Machloikis Betoira. Unfortunately, Baruch Hashem, many more Safsalim got full of more Talmidim. That's Kabbalik. But unfortunately, as a result, each one has their own Deya, and there were more Machloikis in. Venasis Kishtei Toiris Chulina. Meteich Oil Shibud Malchis Gzeiroi Shehoyu Goiz Valeyan. As we know throughout the years, Shibachol Dor Vador Oindam Oleinu Lechali Seinu. No difference at that time either. And they put the Oil Shibud Malchis and Gzeiroi, all types of terrible things. Whenever you see the word gzeiros, it often means gzeiros shmad. And in fact, if you look at the ches in my Gemara, the Seder Seshas, b'tfusim rishoinim, malchus yovin v'roimi, u'shmodois shehoyu goizrin. All types of gzeiros shmad. So it was difficult even to learn. You know, the ches v'shol. Shehoyu goizrin ale. When we tell you kach, back to the Rashi, lo'hoyu choylem losis lei levar dibriya cholkin. They weren't able to go and learn in a besmedish, everybody together, because the police would come and chulila, who knows? And therefore, ad yom of shiram yatul, Rebbe came. Shenosa Kadosh Baruch Hu loy chayin be'enei Antoninus Melech Raimi. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a special chayin to Rebbe in the eyes of Antoninus. Eventually, they became best friends, as we know. Antoninus for Rebbe shli parshami al shulchanam loy bimei chayiv loy bimei kayitz and in tznoin and reitech and all that. Can read by Avodah Zarah. The nochu mitzora. So they had a a shtickle, a respite from all the tzaris. V'sholaf hakibitz called Tamin Eretz Yisrael. So then Rebbe called together all the Tamin Matemach Ve'agam Tzak and see a gedoyla of all the Tamin Chacham. But Yom of Lo Yoyi Masechta Sidurais. Until his time, they didn't have a shas that had different Masechtas. El Kol Talmud Shishom Edomu Mipi Godol Heimenu. Any Talmud that heard from his Rebbe, from a greater Talmud Chacham than himself, Gorsa, he would chazer it and learn it. But also Simonim. He couldn't write it down because at that time you're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Pen, but he would make Simonim, you know, mnemonics to remember it. When they all got together, Omer Kolech and Masha Shama, each one said, Icha Gehet Azei, and Icha Gehet Azoi, and Icha Gehet Azoi. And also Lev Levar Tambi Machloikis, Divrim Mi Ru'uyim Lekayim, who should we stay with? Who should we like La Halacha, the Sidra Masechtas, and then they put together Masechtas, Divrei Nezikin Levadam, Divrei Yevomis Levadam, Divrei Kodshim Levadam. Sosam Nami B'Mishnah Divrei Yechidim, Shiroa Rebbe Es Divrei, when Rebbe said, Ekut Gezokta, Ezokta, Emes La Mita Shoteira. So he gave us Stam Mishnah, he didn't even mention the person's name, Mishonan Stam, Kedei Lekvoya Halacha, Kamoisim. So now we're getting back to our Gemara. Lefichach Omer B'Gemara, Ein lecha mida gedoyla mizu sheyitnu lev letami haMishnah. That's the greatest of the greatest. You learn the Gemara, now I understand all the Mishnayos, and I understand the Machloikas, and I understand the Tami haMishnah, etc. So getting back to our Gemara, we still haven't explained the second part of the Braisa where it says, although Gemara is the greatest, but lo'olam havirot leMishnah yoisem in the Gemara, says the Gemara. That what? That the Gemara is, that's the highest. So what do you think? Shav kukuli al mamasis and vaadul basi Gemara. Everybody stopped learning Mishnayos and lived on Gemara, 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 Gemara. What happened as a result? And they started forgetting the Mishnayos. Had the Dorishlu, and therefore he told them, but the foundation to understand the Gemara is to first learn the Mishnayos. Lo'olam habratzel Mishnah, yoisem min ha-Gemara. Fine. So Gemara back to my Dorish. What's the makar for all of this that we've just been discussing? Kedorish of Yehuda Rebbe Eloi. My Dorish said in the Pasuk, Hagin the Amit Pisham, Ulebes Yaakov Chatoisam. What does that mean? Hagin the Amit Pisham, Elo Tomit Chom, Shishkogois Nasois, Lehem Kizdoinois. What does that mean? That we know the word Pesha is a very, very strong term for amazing. Mezid means the person did it intentionally, but Pesha means he did it mitreich, like with a merida.
With malice.
Oh, as if the person, chas v'sholom, is being moided by malchus, rebelling against kaviyochel and Rabbeinu Shlom. And Rashi says the word ami, like the Gemara says, means tamid chom. Baruch Hu said, this is my folk, my nation that learned to me. What? They are doing Pesha? They are chas v'sholom doing with malice? Yeah. Shishigogis nasalem kizdoinis. Since they don't learn the Mishnayis, therefore, or they learn the Mishnayos without learning the Gemara properly, or without learning Gemara, then they're going to extract and extricate from the Mishnayos the Halacha, when that's not the Halacha. So although it's a shoygig, chashev they're not doing it intentionally, but because of their not learning the Tamei Asforis and Mishnayos and Mitei Gemara, then their shoygig becomes like a zodai, and it rises to the level of chas v'sholom, as if it's a pesha. However, Ulubesi Yaakov Chatoisim, Eila Amoritz, these are Amoratzim Nebuch, they can Gunish. She's doing this Nasas Lam Kishkogois, that their mazids is not because they're bad guys, it's just partially because they never learn, they have no idea what's going on. So therefore, that's why the Pasuk refers to the Ami Pishim, the Tamid Chom, by not learning Gemara sufficiently, they are Poshea, because they're not Paskening correctly. And the Beisi Yaakov is referring to the Amoratzim, what they are doing is like a chatos because they don't know any better. They're just illiterate. Find it in that, like we learned in another Mishnah. Be very careful about Talmud. Talmud, of course, is just another reference to Gemara. Be very careful. Because if you're not going to learn a Gemara properly, then you're going to paskin and explain the Mishnayos incorrectly. So what you consider as a shoygig, it's going to really be a zod and amazing for not learning properly. So the pasuk over here is being critical, and it's saying, "Charedim l'dvar Hashem." This is Tamid Chacham. But who are the others? Achechem the Bali Mikra, we were not learning Gemara. Sanechem are learning Mishnah, not learning Gemara. Menadechem are ganzin, people benidui, as if they happen to be. Rashi said the word menadechem comes from the word nida, as if they happen to be rejected. You have to stay far away from them. These are Amaratzim. So Shem Betoimer Pasek Sivram Ubatel Sikuyim. Maybe you're going to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu has lost all favor with all of these, with the Talmid Chachamim and with the Bali Mishnah and the Bali Mikra and the Yamaratzim. No. Talmid Loim Venira Bisimchasim. It says Venira. Says Rashi, it doesn't say the Arab is some chaser. The Shema Tomei Yisrael Yevoishu, Tamaloyim Beheim Yevoishu, Eidecham Yevoishu Yisrael Yisbchu. What the Gemara is telling us is what the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi is telling us is that even though Kadosh Baruch Hu has been critical in the previous pasuk about talking about that Ami is doing pisham, they're not learning properly and they're doing pesha, and the Amaratzim Nebuchadnezzar and Amaratzim, but nevertheless, Nirat Simchasim, all Yim together will eventually see the Grois Simcha of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash and the coming of Mashiach, the Heim Yevoishu, and the Goyim, they're going to be full of busha and shame that they didn't respect and help out Klal Yisrael throughout the Doyrus, and that they didn't go and be Megayer and become Yin. So they will have the busha, but all of Yin will together see the Simcha together with Rabbi Yisrael, Kav Yochel, B'meir.
The Sikum, how do you translate Sikum, Batal Sikum?
Shema Tema. Maybe you're going to go and tell me that Hashem has lost all favor. If you look at Rashi, the first wide line, that they look upon the Talmid Chacham like Anida. In other words, the Gemara from time to time tells us that there was a terrible sinner between Amaratim and the Talmid Chacham.
We came up with bite like a chamor.
But as I, Shema Teva Ovetz Sivram Shul Elu, you're going to tell me that Kadosh Baruch Hu has lost all hope and all favor and all of them. That's not the case. All of those that I just criticized, are all going to go and see that Gevalei Yisimcha. Who's not? They be voishu. Not those that are enumerated in the pasuk, but the goyim. The literal translation, I don't know. You have to look up the
Shai.
What is the pasuk? Sivrim bata sikuyam. Want to give me a gemara for a second? Shikoya hadank. Pasuk sivrim. Their hope is gone. Uvata sikuyam, and their prospects are naught.
Thank you.
I.e., they will not be partners in the joy that will accompany the Messiah's coming. Tamaloyim v'nir v'simchasim, you will all see your joy. Okay? So sikuyim means the prospects.
So just to step back for a second.
Even 3 seconds.
The Mishnah gives a certain pasuk in something. Yeah. Halacha is not like that. Why is that? It kind of bothers me. Why is it? If the Mishnah says something, why isn't the halacha like the Mishnah? Why does it evolve? I'm saying outside the page of the Gemara, why does it evolve that the Mishnah is not the clear halacha?
The repository for the final halacha. Although Rashi didn't refer to it, elsewhere it says that Rebbe, sometimes the halacha had not been fully established even after assembling all these Talmid Chacham together. That's why Rebbe would go and quote in various Mishnayos, Rebbe Meir says this, Rebbe Yehuda says this, Rebbe Yehuda says this. In other words, the Machloikis still remains. And even those Mishnayos where you have a Stam Mishnah, as you know, other Gemara say Sosam or Stam.
Halach
is not like Stam. So why did he put it in there originally? Apparently, originally, at one day, on a Sunday, they all established Halach as Azai. So he codified the Mishnah Azai. 3 days later, on Wednesday, a Talmid Chacham came running in. I missed the boat, I missed the ship, I missed the plane.
Harry was out.
And he said, by the way, and the Reb Aaron said, or the Reb Kiva Eger said like this, some slaves said, oh, I didn't know that. So then he codified that in the Mishnah, he brought the Machlokes to go and show that what I said. So why didn't they go and erase the Mishnah? Once he codified it, it remained that really became Rogel B'Lashoynis of the Talmidim, and therefore they didn't make any changes.
You know, you reminded me of about the Mishnayos and Ksuvos about if a parent passes away, and you told me a samasa of, and you said, what's the halacha that you take in, you move the body to the room, you go out with the ceremony, with the chuppah, and you told me, said, that's not the halacha.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then you know, it's,
that's more minhag than halacha, and so even though the Gemara says that's a minhag, but that's not halacha l'maisa. But he's referring to that there was a story, years ago, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky was mechubed. He was one of the Rosh Hashivas in Panovich. He was mechubed to be Masada Kedushin. So He went to the chuppah and then ready to start the kiddushin. And then Nebuch, a few minutes before the chuppah started, the father of the chosin or of the kala, Nebuch, passed away suddenly. Rachman al-Islam. So what do we do now? That mavir and esa meis lefnei hakala. You put the meis in another room. We're going to do the chasana, and after the chasana is over, then we're going to worry about Nebuchadnezzar and the kvura and the shiva and all that. But first, let's do the chasana. So okay, so they didn't finish. After that, this was reported back to Rav Shmuel Vosner, Zichron Levracha, who was the rav in Zichron Meir, Kabbal Gepoisik. So he said, what Rav Zofsky said is gerech, that's what it says in the Gemara. However, there's a taz in Hilchas Avelis that says, but unzer minig today is not that way. If Chas Hashem, something like that happens, you reschedule the chasana. You don't go and say mavir is amazing. So when Rav Zofsky heard that, he said, I always knew to Masada Kedushin you had to be a Baki Mativ Gittin the Kedushin, and I learned the Gansel Chiz Kedushin right and left and back and forth, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Noise Kalim, until I knew it Kula. But I didn't know you have to know Hilchas Avelis as well. But to be a Poisik, you know, you gotta know Arba Chalki Shulchan Aruch. Okay, anyway, on to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Naya Perik Reboisa. A person left a pikodin with a shomer chinam. We all know what's the din of a shomer chinam. He has the lowest level of liability. He has to be careful not to be poshea. As long as he's not negligent, he's off the hook on anything else. So if there's a gneiva vaveda, again, not through pshia, he was careful to go and put the item away in a secure place. But unfortunately, there was a gneiva. Usually gneiva means in the middle of the night. A burglar comes and stealthily steals it, or somehow it got lost, but again, not through pshia, then a shomer chinam is potter. How does he potter himself? He has to go make a shvua. What type of shvua? He makes what we call a shvua, a shomerim. He has to say, shloi pasha ba, he wasn't pshia, v'shloi sholach ba yad, that he didn't do a shlichas yad, which means he didn't take that item out to use for himself yesterday or a month ago. Because of the shleich b'yad, then he already gets catapulted and upgraded to a shoyel, who has a dinam of even onsim. Okay, so hamavkei tzchaveir behemai ken. He left the behemai ken. V'nig v'moish avdu. Now he has two brayers. Brayer numbers, he can go and make a shvuah, shlei poshe ba, shlei shoyel b'yad, and he's off the hook. Or he wants to be a good guy, a nice guy. Shilim. He says, I'm going to pay, I'm not going to, I don't want to make shvuas. You know, I'm nervous about shvuas. Anytime a person makes a shvuas, I don't want to make a shvuas. I'm going to pay. Shari Amru, because the real halacha is, me'ikradin, shomachinim nishba, v'yoytze. You make a shvuas, you're out of here. However, he decided that he wants to go and be a mishalim. He's a nice guy, that's great. So what is the, does he get a reward? And yes, he does get a reward. Because Nimtza Ganav, what happens if a few days, a few weeks later, we find the Ganav? The Ganav has to be Mishalim to Shlumi Kefo. What happens if it was a Behema, like we said, Behema Kalim? And not only did he steal it, but he was Tavachum Machar, Mishalim to Shlumi Dalim Chavish, he has to go and pay Dalim Behem. Let me Mishalim, who does he pay to? Mishal Bekon Etzloi, to that Shomer Chinam. Because by the Shomer Chinam, being Mishalim, he now became the new rightful owner, and as a result, he gets the rights to the Kefo and the Dalim Behem. On the other hand, Nishvah Leirat Shalom, which is, of course, he's totally entitled to just be Nishvah Leirat Shalom. Nimtza Ganav Mishalom Tishlum Kefil, Tav Chamocha Mishalom Tishlum Abav Chamishalom Mishalom, Lebala Bikon, meaning to the original owner. Why? Because the Shem Machinim is out of the picture. He was Nishvah Leirat Shalom, okay, he did Nishvah, goodbye, thank you very much. Now we find the Ganav, he has to pay the Kefil Adal Behei to the original owner. Okay, very, very simple. Zoktimar, lomel lemisti behema, lomel lemisti kelim. All you have to give is one example. When you have to say behema oy kelim, frich niton behema ben mina behema who de matni le kfeila. So as the Gemara is now telling us, it's not that it happens automatically that the shem machinim is mishale. He gets the rights to the kefil of the dalad vehei if there's a frich machira. But the owner has to be matnit. Whether that hakno is an intentional hakno or it's implicit hakno, we're going to discuss shortly. But it's not an automatic thing. It's because the owner is makna those rights to the shayim. So if you want to eat on a behem, if only said behem alim, have a min a behem, who the makni lay kfeila. You know why? Mishum the nafish tirchali yuli ulafuke. After all, this shayimer has been doing a lot of work taking care of the guy's animal. Remember from the previous mishnayos we had that, for instance, if you find an aveda of an animal, And if an animal is income producing, then you have to hold on to it, according to the price, as long as 12 months. And if it's not income producing, at least you have to hold on it to 3 months or 1 month. Remember, we had a machlokes between the prices over there. It depends whether it was mira, there wasn't mira. Anyway, but there's a fair amount of work and toil with these animals. You have to feed them, you have to take them to graze, you're going to have to, you know, administer them, I guess you have to wash them from time to time, and whatever you have to do vis-a-vis animals. So therefore, the owner is willing to give him the kefil if he's mashalim. I just gave you a kli, I gave you my kos, I gave you my watch, all you have to do is put it away in the dresser drawer. No grace of tircha. I mean, you probably looked at it once a week to make sure it's still there, not to be pushay, etc. No great tircha. Maybe a maloi. A maloi might be like feila. So even though the other person was mishalin, why should I give you the kefil? Why should you, know, get a fringe benefit? You paid the shkoyach, I thank you. But get the kefil? I'll pay you back the keren. Why don't you get the kefil? It's not a huge amount, the kefil, the double the amount of the object. Oh, that's a lot of money. I'm not going to go and give him the jackpot, I won the lottery. That's what you have to say, both the din of kelim, behema, oy kelim. How can you say that he's being makna? What means makna? The assumption is that at the time that he originally did the deal, he's saying to him, if you're mishalim, I'm going to go and give you the kefil and dal v'hei. The kefil and dal v'hei doesn't even exist yet. Because I feel that I made the makna shalom oilam. How do you make a going pay to his deck or davida da'asu? You can go be makna shalom shalom oilam if you're talking about. This, I own a tree, it's an apple tree. Every year at the time of Achvais, May, June, whatever, I get a new harvest of apples. So I'm selling you already now, and in January I'm going to sell you the apples of May and June. Okay, but at least it's better that they're going to be the they come automatically. Avahoch, in our case, miyeme de mignema. Who knows that this object is going to be stolen? Vimtim tolim de mignema, even if it does get stolen. Miyeme de mishtaka ganav. Who says we're going to find the ganav? We'll find the God of Mishalim. Who says that he's going to pay? Maybe he is going to be Moida and he's not going to have to go and pay Kefil because Moida Beknas is potter. So you're telling me that how does this Shoyim get the right to the Kefil? Because the owner is Machnet to him. What is he Machnet to him? It's a double Shalom B'loyim. We're assuming that he's Machnet at the time that he originally appointed him to be a Shoyim. Who knows it's going to get. Who says it's going to be stolen? What's the percentage of Piktoinus that gets stolen? 5%, 2%, and if it is, how do you know you're going to find him? And if you're going to find him, how do you know that he's going to go and pay? He'll be made a mifta. Omer Rava, Nasa Ka'im Eloi, Likish Tigonev, Vitir Tzavit Ashlimeni, Hari Parasi, Kinuy Lechom Me'achshav. Even though he doesn't say this explicitly, it's implicit that every single time a mafki gives a shoymer, an animal or a type of chayfet to go and watch, it's as if he tells him in parentheses, by the way, if and when this gets stolen. And if you're going to be in agreement to go and pay instead of making a shvua, I'm giving the part already from now. It belongs to you already from now. Well, now he has it, so it's not a davar shel oilam. The part is here. It's like the dekel that's here. So he's now being makta to him the rights to this para already now. And what are the rights to the para? Kefil and dalet v'hei and all the rest. And so therefore, I'm giving that kinyan to you already now.
So now if you choose to pay.
If you choose to pay, that's right. Kids should take the future, right. If you decide that you don't want to, no problem. You still have the right to make a shvua. Exactly. None of this applies. What happens if in the interim, during the period of time that he, the shomer, was watching it, during that time he had to shear off some of the wool, maybe just getting too heavy for the animal, or vlodis were born, what happens now if subsequently the animal is stolen and his mishalim will be entitled to the gizva voida as well? He should be entitled to the gizva and to the vlodis.
Because me'achshav it's retroactive.
Alma, Alma Tanya, why do we learn that brisa? No, he gets the kefil and he gets the dalav hay, but he doesn't get the gizva vlodis. Why not? It goes on. El Amr of Zayda, Nasik Oimaloi, Chutzmi Gizaseh Vlodiseh. Since we already said a Nasik Oimaloi, a long parenthesis, throw in, yes, it's as if at the time that I originally gave it to you, I told you that if a Ganav comes and you're going to be Mishalim, then the par is Kanu Yelacham Yashar, but Chutzmi Gizaseh Vlodiseh. Faitimar Umay Paska, since all of this is implicit, not explicit, how do you go and cut it with such a fine-tuned knife or comb and say, Only this is included, not that. So the stam and the milza shvacha the osam the alma of an inish the makni, the type of shvacha that comes from outer sources externally. What means in the case of the cake of the dollar day, that you're willing to be makni. Why are you willing to be makni?
It's unexpected. It's improbable.
If I get it, I get it. If I don't get it, I don't get it. Right. So I'm going to be makni to you my next lottery ticket. What's likely that I'm going to go win? I'm makni to you. I'm shvacha the migufali of an inish the makni. Every time, every animal, every sign. Just after 30 days, everybody knows they're going to be sharing. And after a few months, they're going to be vlogging. So that I'm not going to be makni, because that belongs to me. Ikriyama, but there was another version. Amrav, and that's Ka'imala, Likish Tigonet, Vetirtz of Tashlimani, Samach Lignevasa, Kenu Yalah. Not that it's, I'm makni to you right now, Kenu Yalachami Asha. I'm giving it to you, Samach Lignevasa, like Shaw Koidim. Morris says, like a Chasa Shoma Achimara, that's about to pass away. I give everything to you, and now the get should be Chala now, before this. Everything should be right before the, say, here too. A minute before the Gneva, then I'm makna to you. So then you don't have the problem that Jesus said for yourself. So then this was a new Lashon, right? This was an Ikadiyami.
Right.
So Kumar, my Benai was asking between the first Lashon and the second Lashon, Ikabenai Kush the Ribzera, the Vlodis, the Gizas of Vlodis Kasha, that falls away according to the second Lashon. You no longer have to answer Chutzmi Gizel Vlodisa. The reason is if it's only Nikna an hour before the Gneva, that's why you don't get the Gizel. Inami the Kaiman Ba'agam. What happens if an hour before the Gneva, the animal is at an agah? So there's no way of making any kinyan on it because it's far away. I can't make a mashicha, I can't make agbah, I can't make a glila, I can't ishmach gashum kinyanim. So according to the first lashon, I don't have a problem. Because what is he saying? Kinyan lucham
me'asha. It's in my possession.
And I'm doing the sira now, the moiseira, I'm handing over the reins. So that, of course, is a good kinyan. But if he's saying it's only going to be koyin an hour before the Gneva, if the animal is in the agam, the kinyan is not going to work, and therefore he will not be koyin the kefil and dal of the hay.
Why don't you say that when he gives him the money for the behemoth, at that point he requires the suyot, which is the kefil and dal of the hay.
So you want to give a third possibility, a third option.
Which would be the most, I would think,